Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, our interview segment. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. The date today is the 11th of Ramadan, 1446, and corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 12th of March, 2025. Alhamdulillah, today we have a special guest and a presenter on other occasions. That is our very own Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you and our esteem listeners. Barakah Sahaba, voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, it's so nice to be back on air with our esteemed listeners. And we all trying our level best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And three du'as, ke Allahumma ja'alna minal zakirin, ke Allah make us from those who remember you constantly. Allahumma ja'alna minal shakirin, ke Allah make us from those who express gratitude. And Allahumma ja'alna minal muflihin, Allah make us from those who are successful. For all the effort and input in this Mubarak month, our intention and goal is only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, Hazrat, Allah ta'ala reward you, inshallah, Aziz. If anything specific you want Maulana to speak on, you're welcome, inshallah. Oh, inshallah, I will continue.
Inshallah. Jee Maulana, this year is important. How does Maulana manage his time in the mornings, 3 to 6, and we can link that up with us, all the listeners, myself. How can we, because that regret is there always, that we're not performing to our optimum level, or perhaps we are just sidelining the most important things, which is ibadat, recitation of Quran Sharif. Of course, every action of a believer is supposed to be ibadat. If you work at work, that's ibadat, if it's done correctly according to Sharia. But this regret and that remorse that I want to do more, I want to utilize my time more. Maulana, you can share with us a few tips on this, inshallah.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fastabiqul khayrat. You know, when it comes to good deeds, compete with each other. Huzur sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam, we have made the masjid just for the five daily salah and the basic few other important aspects. But during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba ikram, the masjid was a 24-hour workshop. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to supervise the ibadat of the Sahaba. So one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to observe what the Sahaba are doing, in one corner of the masjid, he finds Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq reading the Quran softly. And the other corner of the masjid is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who is reading the Quran loudly. So after Fajr Namaz, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called both of them and asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, I heard you read the Quran and you were reciting it softly, but why? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala reported and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm making munajat with Allah. I'm talking to my Rabb. I'm having a one-to-one discussion with my Allah. I'm connecting with the Rabbul Alameen. So with utmost humility, politeness, humbleness, and respect, I recite the Quran softly because I'm in direct audience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the feeling that we must try to generate in us, that in every act that we do, how close we are to Allah. And subhanAllah, what a moment of joy it is that you're having, you know, in today, if you want to meet anybody senior or somebody who's on the high rank, you have to make appointments and protocols. But how easy الله تعالى made it for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says, ask me, my banda, I'll give it to you. You need no appointment. Allah Ta'ala is with you 24 hours. So, the important thing is, as you ask the question, how do you get up so early in the morning at 2:30? It is a challenge, yes, it's not easy. First of all, you need to go to bed early. And this is the ta'aleem of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that after Isha namaz, it's family time, inshallah, spend some quality time with your wife and children, and thereafter go to bed, so that you can get up for tahajjud namaz. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed the ibadat of the sahaba, and let me complete this incident. So he asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, why were you reading the Quran so loudly? So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala responded and said, I am waking up the people who are asleep, and I'm chasing away the shaitan. So subhanAllah, Rasulullah said to Hadrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, inshallah, you raise your voice a bit. And Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah said, you tone down a bit. So this is khairul umuri awsatuha. Whatever we do, inshallah, moderation is of great importance. Let's not be extreme. That in the month of Ramadan, we had so much of enthusiasm and jazba and zawk and shawk. And the moment the moon for Eid is seen, everything just goes flat. No. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The best of deeds loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those deeds that you do perpetually, continuously. And if we started the month of Ramadan on ikhlas and sincerity, alhamdulillah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the year, Allah will make it possible that inshallah we will continue with all the good amal that we carried out in the month of Ramadan, provided we did it with ikhlas and sincerity. So dua to Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, hum sabko apna banda bana de. This humility. And Allah Ta'ala, on your worst day, Allah addresses you, Ya Ibadi. Oh, my beloved servant, subhanAllah. You know, when somebody addresses you with respect, you know, never mind how old you are or how young you are, it gives you that feeling of love and confidence that this person loves me. So Allah Ta'ala loves her. And attaibu mina zambi kamalla dambara. A person who repents, as I said, the second 10 days now, is a period where we're going to beg Allah for forgiveness. Allah say, maafi mangte raho. Be like a child. You know, when a child wants something, it will be stubborn and keep pulling at the clock of the mother. She begging and begging and sobbing. And eventually the mother gives in and she gives it to the child. So, asal cheez hai Allah ke saamne gir gira kar rona. What if you just say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, which is fine. But really istighfar and seeking forgiveness is trying to show to Allah Ta'ala, Allah, I am helpless. Allah, I have transgressed. I have disobeyed you. Allah has no faith to face you. Rabbul Alameen, you still Rahim and Kareem and Azeem. Allah, you Rahim, you Kareem and you are Azeem. Allah, you are Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah, I'm at your door begging for your mercy. So Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afi. This dua must be all the time on our tongue. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. So, Maulana, you asked a good question. For us to get up for tahajjud namaz, all of us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashrafu ummati hamalatul Quran wa ashabul layl. So two things. One is the recitation of the Quran. And number two is to get up for tahajjud namaz. Then in the eyes of Allah, you are honored, respected, and loved, and treasured. So may Allah Ta'ala keep this zawq and shock of tahajjud, like how all of us are up to Sehri, Alhamdulillah, long before Fajr Salah. We're offering 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat of tahajjud Salah. Whatever is Alhamdulillah comfortable for us to read, we are doing it. So somebody asked, you know, that I try to get up for tahajjud. It's a good question, Mona. You know, why is it that, you know, I set the alarm sometimes, I try my level best, but I can't get up for tahajjud namaz? There must be a reason for that. He posed this question to a very great, pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that pious servant of Allah responded and said, Tum apni din ki amal ko durush karo. Your activities and your dealings and your deeds and actions during the day, inshallah, let it confirm with Sharia, let it be in accordance to Sharia. Allah Ta'ala aapko raat ki ibadat ki tawfeeq ata farmayenge. Allah Ta'ala will give you tawfeeq to get up for tahajjud namaz. So the condition is that during the day, how we behave, how we act, if it's in accordance to the Quran and Sunnah, then automatically Allah will give you tawfeeq, inshallah, to get up for tahajjud namaz. So in 24 hours, we must have this attitude and mindset. Allahu ma'i, Allah is with me, Allahu shahidi, Allah is my witness, Allahu naziri, Allah is watching. So insha'Allahu al-Aziz, if we are conscious, fear Allah Ta'ala, not only in public, fear Allah Ta'ala in privacy also. So some beautiful words of advice. Farmaya, ibadat se jannat milti hai. The proven fact. Ibadat se jannat milti hai. Khidmat se khuda milta hai. And this is so apt in today's time, in this month of Ramadan. Everywhere you see the spirit of ibadat, somebody is reading Quran, somebody is doing something good, feeding the poor, the needy. Somebody is making tilawat, somebody is in tahajjud, somebody is in sujood, somebody is in qiyam. Alhamdulillah, ibadat se jannat milti hai, lekin khidmat se khuda milta hai. To serve, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwadanna. The month of Ramadan, rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the most generous? Now, you know, insan sometimes is a miser. And every day there is an angel that descends and makes this dua. Allahumma aati munfiqan khalaba. Allah, those who spend in your path. You see, we got the wrong attitude. We think that charity is only for those who got lots of wealth. Whether you have tons of wealth or you have the bare necessities, for you, I can afford 5 rand for them. I don't have that amount of money. In the eyes of Allah, it's worth 5 million rand because of my ikhlas and niyyah. See? So to give charity, you don't have to be rich. Your heart must be rich. See? So farmaya ke khidmat se khuda milti hai. Ibadat se jannat milti hai. Aur khidmat se khuda milta hai. So, respected brothers, the other side is that we need to be charitable in the month of Ramadan. By giving charity, it takes away the anger and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's lots of benefits of charity, but the most important thing, sometimes Allah ta'ala wants to bring about destruction. Sometimes some evil is coming your way. And that morning by chance, alhamdulillah, you saw a beggar, or somebody came to your door and you gave them a plate of food. And there was a calamity coming your way by this act of charity. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala turns that punishment or that whatever evil coming your way, Allah protects you. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give you and me tawfiq that we also be charitable. Whether it's a slice of bread, a few khajur, a few bottles of water that we can give to a person that is going to be making iftar. be generous, that's it. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. Somebody gave this beautiful advice and I want to share it. He said, when someone asks you for help or even just a dua, make sure you do it. Don't turn anybody away from your door. Even if that person comes and you look at him, don't judge people. Allah Ta'ala is the best judge, as the saying goes, لَا تَنْزُرُوا إِلَىٰ ذُنُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. Don't look at the gunas and shortcomings of people as if you are Allah. You are not Allah. You don't know that this man that is committing this sin, maybe at night or maybe a few minutes thereafter, will repent and cry to Allah. And Allah will accept his tawbah and give him what he rightfully deserves. Then what faith will you have on the day of Qiyamah? So لَا تَنْزُرُوا إِلَىٰ ذُنُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. Don't look at the gunas and mistakes and shortcomings of people as if you are Allah. So when someone asks you for help, or even just a dua, I always love to use these three phrases. Dua kijiye, engage in dua. Dua dijiye, be generous in your dua, give people your dua. When you see them, assalamu alaikum, may Allah keep you salamat. May Allah grant you afiyat. May Allah ta'ala keep you in the best of health. Dua ko dua dijiye. Without asking you, you just met your Muslim brother, subhanallah, or your Muslim sister. How nice you will say, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Allah accept your ibadat, whatever you're doing in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Don't wait only for Eid day. I hug you and I say, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Encourage each other. Talk to each other. Engage with each other. So yes, dosto azizo, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So when someone asks you, my three words, dua kijiye, whenever you get time, while you are walking, talking, driving, you have in your heart too, you can make dua. Dil se dua nikli. Now the dua that comes from the heart is far more sincere, more pure, and more genuine than if I meet you and I say, please make dua for me, and I'll say, may Allah give you barakah. And the dua that you make in the absence of your Muslim brother. I haven't seen my parents in a long time. I haven't seen my brother, my sister, my uncle, my cousin. See? And you woke up this morning and thoughts came in your mind and you raised your hands to Allah and said, Allah, keep them salamat, grant them afiyat. That dua has got the power of ikhlas and acceptance. And the farishtas who are listening to that dua are saying, walaka mislim. And may Allah give you the same what dua you're making for that person. So when someone asks you for help, or even just a dua, so dua kijiye, dua dijiye. And thirdly, dua lijiye. Take dua from people. This we have forgotten, the sunnah. When we were young, our parents used to take us to the mulana of the town, make dham on my child, make dua for my child. When an alim came in the town or city, they made it our duty to take us to go and just see that alim, that wali of Allah. So if he can make dua, just put his hand on the head of a child and duas are made for the child. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is going for Umrah. And there's nothing wrong is to ask somebody younger than you to make dua for you. If you meet a child, and you greet the child and you ask the child, beta, beti, make dua for me. Subhanallah, that is also a sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going for Umrah. Goes to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in passing, Rasulullah said to him, La tansana bi du'ai, ya Umar. You're going for such a Mubarak journey and safar. Don't forget me in your dua. Allahu Akbar. So what does it mean? That dua lijiye, dua kijiye, or dua diji. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Yes, you asked the question in the beginning, that how is it possible to wake up so early? It is a challenge, but it is Hazam in property of being. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that all of us can be up for tahajjud. It's beautiful moments, the silence, the peace, the tranquility at that time. And also one nasihat, you know, when you get up early, be considerate. Don't now disturb your wife that is sleeping, she's resting, your children that are resting, the elders are resting, you banging the doors, you putting the light on, unnecessary noise and disturbance. No. Your body has a right to rest. Your wife also has rights. So when you get up early, alhamdulillah, Allah gave you the tawfiq. Also wake up your wife and children for ibadat. Also get them, because you don't want to go to Jannat alone. You want to take your family with. See? As you love them in this world, we all be one family, and we all want to be one family in Jannat as well. So let's not be selfish and neglectful and worry only about our ibadat and not of our children. We find them sleeping fajr time. This is very heartbreaking. As parents are tahajjud guzar, we go on to the masjid. My son is still sleeping in the bed. My daughter is still sleeping. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at the age of 7, get them used to namaz. Wake that son and daughter up. Though namaz is not farz on them, but inculcate in them from an early age, let's get up for namaz. When we reach the age of 10, Rasulullah said, you can give them a light beating. I'm not saying you must hit your child. See, corporal punishment is haram in Islam, 1400 years ago. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you can instill some sort of discipline so the child knows. For all other ibadat, there's no instruction. But when it came for namaz, see, as-salatu imaduddin, namaz is the pillar of Islam. So if our children are accustomed from an early age to read salah, keep roza, and alhamdulillah, we have a blissful morning and a blissful family. So let me end this nasihat. When someone asks you for help, or even just the dua, make sure you do it. You don't know how desperate they are, and perhaps Allah made you a mean for them. Somebody came to your door. He didn't come there just by chance. Allah Ta'ala sent him to your door. Allah is using you as a zariah to help his banda. Tomorrow, you could be in their place. Tomorrow, Allah can turn you into a beggar. You'll stand outside. See? Life is unpredictable. And the reward for being good is nothing but good. Al-jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We have another 19 days or 20 days. We don't know how far we have progressed, but be positive, be optimistic. Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim. Don't let shaitan deceive you and say, you know what, you're a rotter, you're rubbish. You won't be forgiven, you did this, you did that. No. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah says, don't despair of my mercy. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah is most forgiving, most Ghafoor al-Rahim. May Allah give us tawfiq. Inna Rabbi Sami'u Dua. Read this dua. Inna Rabbi Sami'u Dua. May Allah always listens to my plea and dua. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.